No, they're fine. They're fine. Everything's, that's just coffee. Just coffee. We're on. We started.
I just finished my bagel.
You got a bagel with lots of cream cheese or lox and cream cheese?
Extra cream cheese.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. What are you looking at? Tweets? Okay, we could, do you want to just go and?
What's that?
That's us, we're on. Hey, everyone. Welcome to In Hot Water with a studio audience again. Our buddies Adam, Jake, Duke the regular in his Trump hat, my voice kind of here. Oh, cannot thank the people, the fans, the city of Chicago enough for letting us come by this weekend and just absolutely trash your town and get drunk. And oh, I don't even remember how it ended. I don't even remember. My ass hurts and John took me home.
Gino.
Hey, how's it going, buddy? Great stuff this weekend in Chicago, Aaron.
Thanks. How'd you know it was me?
Who's this?
Aaron.
I know. Because it's on the screen. I can see you.
Oh, that's a new thing that they do is that they show the screen.
Yes.
We got some problems with the Chicago show.
Oh.
You might not be able to do it.
We already did it.
You did the Chicago show?
We did it this week. It's a done deal. Why?
Oh, yeah, I was there, too.
Yeah, you were there. I was there most of it.
I don't think it can happen. The venue got an email.
Right? Like a legitimate email from a person with a return address and everything?
Yeah, it's from notokay@metoo.com.
It's easier to spell
than
F-A-G-G. Never mind.
What? The number to the police.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So we can't do the show.
No, we already did it.
But I just read the email.
Yeah, and they laughed at the email because it was lies and stupid.
No, they didn't laugh at it. They researched it. He went online. He said, the only problematic thing I found about you guys was you did a show called White Lives Matter. And I said,
that was you.
It was White Guys Matter.
Right.
And he goes, so white women's lives don't matter? And I go, no, this is what the problem with the narrative is I said white guys matter, but you're taking that to mean that, oh, white women matter. And I go, that's why Black Lives Matter failed. And he goes, no, it failed because they were stealing money. And I go, whoa, you're pretty smart, Jim. So do you want to read the email? Do you want to see it? I can put it on the screen.
Watch. I would love if you put it
Let
on the screen.
Let me patch in Garrett, and he'll do it.
What's that?
I'm going to patch Garrett in, and he'll do
he's
it.
He's just right next to you. You're not patching him. You're just moving a camera.
I'll patch in the side of John's face.
You don't
Hang
need
on.
To patch in. No, it's oh, good.
There's a bit of John's face
okay.
I'll patch in.
Can I just get the letter?
It's just half. It's half of his face. Do you want
I
me
know.
To patch in the other half?
No, I don't need you to patch in the other half.
I won't then. How about I just patch in a shoulder?
Here, patch to me. I'll point to it.
I'll patch to Garrett.
There it is, Gino.
He's pointing to the
Can you read
email.
It?
No, you have to. There it is.
There it is. All right, can you read it out loud? I want you to read it out loud in an SJW woman's voice.
Got it.
Can you do that, or do you need me to do it? Because you know I'm good at reading tweets.
Obviously, I would want you to do it.
All right.
Patch me through to Aaron.
Hang on. I'm going to patch through my acting ability.
Okay.
Let me rub your back first before
okay,
that seems creepy. That just seems so
no
unnecessary.
More just, and many more.
I don't know what you're doing.
Ha! You have an event coming up with Aaron Berg and Gina Biscont.
Bisconti. Bisconti. I've worked with you three
Who
years
are
now.
Both known
racist,
and misogynistic men.
They don't like women.
They harassed a female comic for 2 solid months.
No.
Threatening to have her raped.
That's libel. That's libel. That is fucking libel. Can you imagine if we were like, yeah, that is funny. I wish she went into the police and said, this tweet, they're threatening to rape me. And the police said, hey, while you read that to me, 5 women actually got raped by people who aren't on social media, you cunt.
Hang on.
Go on.
I just got raped while I was writing this.
That's Garrett rubbing your back. It's very odd.
Sorry. Threatening to have her raped and egged on their fans to harass her as well.
Nope.
They have a character on their show called Isis Faggot. I didn't say the T. have worn blackface and spread racism slash sexism while hiding behind satire.
Satire.
Oh, this is okay with you? Having these guys at your venue is not a good thing. I will boycott your
one
venue
word.
And spread the word to several news outlets that your venue supports this behavior. Gino, I'm going to pass this email over to Fact Checker.
Thank you.
Bear
Thank
with me
you.
As we scroll back up to the top of it.
Please, could you? Would you be a doll?
And I will give you the actual factual maxuals.
That's not
actual
a word.
Factual maxuals.
Not a word.
You have an event coming up with Aaron Berg and Gino Bisconti. True. Who are both racist. False-ish.
Why are you
and
winking?
And misogynistic men. False. They harassed a female comic for 2 solid months. False.
False.
Threatening to have her raped. False. Egged on their fans to harass her as well. False. They have a character on their show called ISIS Faggot. True. Great character.
Brilliant.
Have worn blackface. False. That was Colin Kaepernick. And spread racism, sexism while hiding behind satire. Maybe. This is okay with you? Yes.
Yes.
Having these guys at your venue is not a good thing. False. I will boycott your venue. Lies. And spread the word to several news
no.
outlets that your venue supports this behavior. Go ahead.
Yeah.
There you go. Fact checks.
Yeah. All done. And I'll say it again. ISIS Faggot is a brilliant character, a hilarious character that pokes fun at people that are so fundamental in their religion and so like...
Also, his name is ISIS Faggot.
Yeah. So which is fucking hilarious.
It's pretty funny, but it's offensive.
When a guy shoots up a nightclub because he's a self-hating gay man, he kills other people because he
funny.
Thinks religion hates him, well, then we're going to make fun of your religion, ISIS
Faggot.
And
let me ask you this. If you had to choose between two things, would you rather a nightclub got shot up or a school?
If I had to choose between a nightclub and a school,
yeah.
obviously a nightclub.
Yeah, because that's not the future.
Yeah.
You're just, you know, those are gay people. They're rolling the dice anyways. And I'm going to tell you this. Gay people ain't as edgy as they used to be.
No.
I said that. Since AIDS is not a real threat anymore, they're not rebellious.
No.
Gay people are the new monogamous married man.
Yeah. True
that's
story.
It. You want to be, back then, you're like, hey, where's AIDS come from? And someone's like, a bum with poop and blood. And they're like, I don't care. And they would go in there. That was rebellious behavior. Now what do gay men do? Oh, I'm married. Yeah, welcome.
Want to see them get a divorce and try and split a gerbil
50-50.
I wrote
a joke about thumbs.
What's that?
I wrote a joke about thumbs.
Thumbs?
Yeah.
Go.
Last night, well, I did sex on my wife.
Yeah.
Because I didn't cheat on her this weekend, which was very difficult, especially since we were like 3 doors down from a Honger massage parlor.
Yeah, and you had such a small room, you didn't want to bring a chick back there.
My room was tiny.
It was huge. It was ridiculous.
Somehow they messed up and put me in the presidential suite. I don't know what happened.
His wife calls. He's like, hold him on Skype, pretend it's a small hotel room.
Didn't see how big the room was.
I
felt like it would make Anthony proud. It was the type of room Anthony would be in.
Yeah. Why was it covered in plastic in one of the rooms?
No reason.
Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't get, but my hotel was full of hongers. You know the CHI in Chicago stands for Chinese.
No, it does not.
It does where I was staying. And I'm being polite about it. You get out of that breakfast buffet, there's black hair everywhere.
Oh.
Oh, like the floor of a goddamn kill shelter in Da Nang.
Kill shelter. Don't they wear masks? Doesn't that catch
no,
a lot of the hair?
No, they masks because it was Chicago. Overall, I had a great time. I ate a lot. I made feces. And then I came home last night, so I did sex on my wife.
Right.
So we did it on the floor of the living room.
Really?
Yeah. And
is that the first time you did, like, sex in a unusual place in the house? Kind of christened it?
Yeah.
I sat there for the Super Bowl.
That's true. We did
the whole time.
We did it in
well,
the Garrett spot.
Don't sit there for the next one.
I'm not going back to the next one.
Her head was right near Garrett's bum. That's where Garrett would sit.
Yeah.
So I did sex on her. And then I was like, you know when you get super horny, you're like, I got to put my thumb somewhere. So I put my thumb in her bum.
No, when I get super horny, I don't really put my thumb
in. And then this morning I was like, that's one of the few things that we need our thumbs for.
What?
Is to thumb ass.
No, that's not what you need.
Because no one
for.
Hitchhikes anymore.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's like you
if, you didn't, have to put a thumb in ass, what's the use of a thumb?
So,
and you know the coolest thing when I put my thumb in the ass, I can feel my dick under the skin that separates the butt and the vagina.
Did she put a bead in your
did
dick?
Did not, but I was like thumbing down to feel the tip of my dick as it was entering.
So you're
exiting.
Saying since the introduction of Uber, the only thing we really need our thumbs for is to put in a woman's ass.
Yeah, and okay. In my joke I was like, and a text, but you don't need that anymore because you could just ask Siri stuff. Watch. Hey Siri, do I need my thumb for anything more than putting in my wife's ass?
The timer is not running.
What the? Maybe you still got a text. I don't know.
She might be a little dim, your Siri.
Yeah. Anyway, Chicago was great. We got a big show planned. We got two members of MS-13 in the audience. We can't show their face. Don't show their faces!
Where'd they come from? You're out from L.A.?
California. Southern California.
SoCal? Chargers fans? Are you?
Yeah, they charged the wall to get under it.
One of our fans gave me a Chargers jersey, Killer Nato, shout out, with my name on it.
We can show their faces. They've both been cleared from the National Geographic documentary.
I want to thank
you. What happened was when I first moved to Los Angeles, I had to join a gang to keep my family safe. Life in Venezuela was not easy, but I was able to befriend this white man that took me under his wing and got me a job at a coffee truck.
Truck.
These guys are great. They came all the way from California. Ask them what city.
What city?
San Bernardino.
Oh, great jail.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's a great jail there.
I thought
these guys got in on Saturday. They got shit hammered. They went to see the World Trade Center to study it, to see how they could bring it to its knees.
Right. Good move. Good move.
And the guy on the right helped me actually rent a Dodge Challenger.
In Charlottesville?
Yeah, Clarksville. And that's great. They're great guys. They in California, they have to use paper straws to do cocaine.
That's right, because they won't give you straws in California, right?
Yeah.
Why was that?
Because they were killing the dolphins.
Straws? Because dolphins are addicted to cocaine?
No, they were killing the dolphins. They were outside.
You ever see a dolphin when his nose just collapses in on itself? Yeah, the Artie Lang dolphin.
The nose collapses in on itself. So rarely do football jokes, and it flew right over your head.
What happened?
I said they were trying to kill dolphins. They were outside Dan Marino's house.
I'm sorry.
And Ray Klitzig, the kicker?
Finkel?
Ray Finkel.
Finkel is Einhorn?
Yeah.
Anyway, my buddy got me this shirt. Look, it's got six for my
cat. Yeah, Killer Nato came to the show. He got me a Leafs jersey. I'm not wearing it now, but I'll wear it tonight when I watch the game. And I'm going to tell you this. Chicago was wonderful.
Incredible.
Everybody that came out. And I think we're going to start recording the shows so that the people that are there can be heard. And it was just great. Everybody would do the breaking news thing.
Yeah, I like that some people went on Twitter and
the two people we raped didn't complain. What?
I was saying, I like how some people filmed it on Instagram.
Legit News Guy filed an official complaint with HR, and Bobo just got it.
What? Didn't Legit News Guy get hired as the weather guy for WGN?
He worked at WGN for a night.
There you go, 15 minutes.
But he also said that you guys
stroke.
Took him for steak, and he had like this huge meringue pie, and either went into a diabetic coma or something. And he feels like, you know those things that you prick your fingers with to get your diabetes level?
Yeah, finger prick.
He said he felt like you used about 30 of those on his anus.
Well, he got really woozy, and our buddy John was nice enough to help us get him back to the room.
Yeah,
he wasn't happy,
I'll tell you that. If you bring him on the show today, he's not a happy camper.
You should have listened to Garrett. Garrett gave him a little warning.
Garrett did warn him,
he
I said, recall.
Don't get steak with these guys.
Yeah.
They got him, guys?
Yeah.
got steak.
Oh, and I heard the busboy did something, too. I don't know what
he got the bone-in ribeye, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Anyways, you got some stuff planned for the show?
No.
Good.
Kind of the usual. Kind of just show up with these papers, wing it. See if Bill shows...
You got some stories or something?
Yes, we have stories. How about this crippling snowfall? How about that? How did you guys get around?
It doesn't look that bad because it said it was going to be about 18 feet. I went outside and there's none. Oh, by the way, I posted a picture someone made of you and I on the cover of the Rolling Stone next to two gashes.
The women.
I posted it on Instagram and my mom goes, "This is great. Congrats, Gino and Aaron." She thought it was real.
Yes, you're an Israeli woman, and I'm a black basketball star.
She was not Israeli. She was straight up Muslim.
Did you have to shovel your rural driveway now that you live in the burbs?
I didn't shovel it this morning, and I felt bad. Everybody else in my neighborhood did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I'm kind of, you know, we know this. I'm the black guy of the hood.
I like your beard, dude.
Smells like farts in here, and it's not me.
Are you using the oil in the beard?
I did start using oil in the beard and a brush.
Do you use oil in your beard there, Adam?
It's my hobby now. I got a hobby.
Yeah, Adam, you and Adam should exchange beard tips.
I went to the art of shaving, and was so excited. I didn't do it this morning, but I'm going to take another shower after. I got to patch you through to Garrett, who's eating an egg.
It's right. That's stupid. You don't need to do that. Garrett, how's that egg, buddy?
A little dry.
Are we done patching through to see Garrett's breakfast?
Breaking news. Breaking news. It's just in, Gino.
Yo, legit news guy. Welcome back from Chicago. Thanks for making the trip.
Eggs are very full of protein and healthy omega-3 acids.
Like
omega-3 from the future. No. Right next to Venus is a planet named Omega-3.
No, not at all. You know it's not omega-3 because it's my mother just showed me. There's no O in that. There's no O or 3. My mother just showed me 9 interesting planets. Pluto's
still
a planet.
Smells like farts in here. I had a little run in that. I went and worked at Wigan this weekend in Chicago, did an internship.
WGN, you were there for
WGN,
you were the weather guy.
Wigan, I was the weather guy.
Now, here's the thing about doing the weather. You have no meteorology. You don't know any meteorology.
You could just say you're not good at weather.
I wanted to say meteorological.
Right.
Boom!
I don't have any experience, but watch. Ask me the weather.
How's the weather?
There was snow last night and now clearing into an overall precipitation, which will bring some cloud later on this afternoon and probably affecting
the
north.
Are you just reading the weather app on your phone?
No, I'm just making words up. That's how easy weather is.
It sounds to me. All right, well, let me ask
you this. That's because I'm that good.
Let me ask you this. What would you say if you had to ballpark the relative humidity today?
42.
It's on the app. You could have read it.
What's on the app?
Nothing.
What do you think the relative humidity is?
I have no idea. I'm not a weatherman.
That's right. And I am 42. All right. Well, I had a great time in Chicago. Here's my highlight reel. I went and saw the Trump Tower, the Ivory Tower, the magnificent half kilometer.
No, it's a magnificent mile.
And so this is just a little highlight of me hanging out with some friends and dining.
All right. Let's take a peek.
All right.
He's the head of the company.
But he's also a...
Oh, yeah, he's the president and CFO.
So he's like...
wonderful that you brought me out for the steaks and everything. And
yeah, that's great.
I really had a great time.
Are you okay?
Really woozy.
Do me a favor, just finish...
Don't worry, we're going to carry you home.
The pie is so long.
Thanks, Chuck. Just finish the rest of the pie.
Oh, you said
just eat the rest of it.
It's just going to relax. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Eat the rest, we get a free T-shirt.
It's going to be great, Garrett. I mean, legit news guy.
Welcome to the great outdoors.
Sorry, what?
Berg's got a room waiting for you. We're just going to let you rest. It's going to be great. John's going to help me carry you home.
You're saying that steak was acceptable because I feel very sleepy.
Nah, it's fine. You just can't hold your pie. Finish the pie.
It's probably the pie. Let me eat a little bit more.
Yeah, just finish the pie. Finish the pie. Finish the pie with that sweet ass of yours.
The pie looks like there was a pill crust.
No. Yeah.
The pie looks like there was a pill crust. There you go.
Thank you, John. Coconut place.
You think I should eat more pie?
Just keep eating the pie till you...
This is Garrett's favorite.
That's John. That's a fan.
Wait, what?
Nothing. Finish your pie.
Garrett warned me to not bring...
No, Garrett said try the pie, remember?
Just feeling woozy. I'm seeing
him. You just got to come to by the show tomorrow night, legit. You're fine, buddy. You're fine.
I'm really... I'm dozing off. I'm sleepy.
All right, get his legs. Get his legs. Get his legs.
He's heavy for an old
Thank
guy.
Thank you, John.
I'm so tired.
Grab his hat. He needs his
hat. Oh, yeah, don't... Waiter, could you get that hat?
Hey, what's happening? What are you...
Hold on, somebody's coming.
Oh. Shut up. Oh, shut up. Don't look at me.
Excuse me, everybody. I am Boss Boy. What is occurring here?
Walk away. Keep walking, Gandhi.
Wait a minute. Let me take a turn on your boy. Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Boss Boy was very accommodating. Very accommodating. John, let's go get a shot.
Yeah, let's go.
You're doing it. Oh, Sri Lanka.
You want to get out? Or you just, you're lying.
Right.
Oh, I thought you were going to get a shot. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, you okay?
I'm fine.
Oh, you're out for a while there. You all right?
I thought you guys were taking me back to my hotel.
You must have fell on your bottom there. You're bleeding. What's wrong with this?
He was really heavy. I was going to carry
yeah,
him.
Yeah, John dropped you on your butt. You look like you might have cut your...
Legit news guy and his first steak dinner. Welcome to the family,
buddy. Steak was
lovely. What's that?
Steak was lovely. Sides were good. A little too much food, but afterwards, just didn't feel that great.
Yeah, well, you had a bad piece of... Tell him, John, some guys can't hold their steak.
Yeah, it's true. Or sometimes you get a little glass in it. You got to be careful.
Yeah. Garrett?
Everyone was laughing, but the whole time I felt anxious watching that.
I don't know.
You're good, buddy. Don't worry about it. It's,
yeah, it's Monday. You just got to learn to relax, Garrett. Like, you know, you probably feel left out because you weren't there. You know what? We'll take you for a steak this week, buddy.
Mm-hmm. It was great to go. I'm not sure if I'd like to go again.
Yeah, we'd love to have you go again. We'd love to have another go.
I don't think I came at all, but I think everybody else did.
The busboy was very aggressive.
Right. I remember waking up feeling like I was in Sri Lanka because I was so thirsty.
I don't even know what that bit is.
All right, well, I got a big news story out of WJLA because that's where the Jews live.
Really? What's the WJLA story?
Oh, no, it happened in the state that the MD, Maryland.
Oh, Maryland.
Yes, yes. This is a segment I like to call White Girl of the Day.
Is there a song for it?
Sure.
Okay.
Sing it.
Me? It is the white girl.
We'll do it. Don't worry about it. We have the talent. It is the white girl. It is the white girl.
Maybe it would have been better if no one did.
It is the white girl. John Mayer and Crox and Dirk Bentley and Toby Keith. White girl of the day.
Hey, unemployed woman throws phone at mother for not driving her to yoga class. Sounded like the bitch really needed it. An unemployed woman threw a telephone at her mother's head because her mom declined to drive her to yoga class. Montgomery County Police alleging court documents. Holly Albert, 30, of whatever, is charged with second degree assault. Do you know when this happened? August of 2017, Albert's mom's parent called 911 to report domestic violence incident. Responding officers arrived.
You having problems there?
I got under my tongue. Got ahead of it.
Do you want me to read it?
Respond. I got this.
Show me on the paper where you are.
Okay.
Turn it around. Show me where you are on the paper. All right. You're down there.
Yeah, I read the stories online. Show me how far down you read on this.
Sure. Wait, what do you want me to... How do I tell you when?
Stop me when I get to where... I'm not even... I'm above the paper right now.
Okay, go again. Stop.
That's the staple. Do you just staple them and hand them in? Give me one more crack at it. Albert's mother called 911 to report a domestic violence incident. Responding officers arrived at the family's single-family home, found Albert's mother with a blood-saturated shirt, and her hair was matted down with blood. She told police her daughter...
Hang on, get this down. Woman has period through her chest.
No, that's not what
shirt
happened.
Shirt gets bloody.
That's not what happened.
Daughter gets upset that she has yet to have her period.
No, she's had her...
And
she sounds like she had three at once.
And old from the movie Abducted in Plain Sight.
Did anyone see that movie?
Oh, my God, I watched it on the plane yesterday. I came home and hugged my daughter like there was no tomorrow.
Oh,
these stupid swingers back in the 70s
sight?
Were letting anybody fuck their kids.
This guy was in Abducted in Plain Sight.
I could not believe it. First of all, did you watch it? Here's what happened. This guy, B, right? I'll give you the quick Cliff's notes.
Are you okay?
B shows up at the church. Everyone's like, B's a nice guy. Let's let him in our house. B comes over. He's hanging out with the kids. They're having a grand old time. Then B decides, oh, I like these kids. I'm going to give her a name, Dolly. And then B flirts a little bit with the wife. She kisses him, necks with him.
Pretty much exactly what happened.
Nothing happens. B picks up the husband. He's arguing with his wife. Husband comes in the car. He goes, I hate my wife. I'm aroused, but I need a little relief. Husband jacks him off, making him therefore gay, which affects the story
that
later.
That doesn't make him gay.
B has sex with the wife. B goes in, says he needs to sleep with the daughter, sleeps with the daughter, spends the night with her, then kidnaps her, pretends aliens took them, and then plays a tape recorder where the aliens say she must have a baby with a man, finds B. They have to do sex, but he only does sex 1 inch in so it doesn't break her hymen. It is goddamn insanity. Years later, they write a book, they go on tour, B shows up, some bikers chase him down, which is awesome. Bikers are the coolest.
Right.
And then the man kills himself.
Okay, now, one, Blowing him didn't make him gay. He was already
He
gay.
Didn't blow him. He jerked him off.
But that didn't make him gay. He was
it
already
It did make him gay. You're not gay until you do a gay act in a car.
No, no. They say 8% of the population is born gay.
Hmm?
It's not important. Yeah, I can't watch it. It is
not so buying it. What are you going to tell me? Trans people are real?
Yes. They're actual people who know from the moment they're born that they're
No, that's why they're called trans people. They are transversioning from people to not otherworldly creatures like unicorns and aliens.
No, they're trans because they want to trans. I don't even know.
Transvert?
Yeah, transvert, like a pontoon boat.
Yes.
Anyway, this happened 18 months ago. After 18 months, they finally arrested
18 and months, you got it. 18 months only go. 18 and life, you
Skid
got
row,
it.
Skid Row, one nothing.
18 and life to go.
That's such a, whatever happened
song
to that band?
Song by John Mayer.
What, no, that's Skid Row. Whatever happened to that band? Whatever, I think Sheryl Crow does a cover of that. No? authorities issued an arrest warrant.
I've got the woman that threw the phone.
Yeah, let's just get to that.
All right, hang on, and I'll skip her in.
I spilled some coffee. There it is. Shut up, Duke. All right, you're in hot water. Oh, my God! All right, you. You know what? I don't even need to ask any questions. It all makes sense now.
What's up, Gina?
Hey, I really want to thank you for taking time to use your cell phone to call us rather than use it as a weapon. That's
no
nice
problem.
Of you.
I hate my mom.
Now, this...
My mom is so stupid.
Okay. Now, this all...
I sneak out and I hang by the rain gutter until the guys that come and fuck me pick me up.
okay. I didn't get your name. He doesn't know it. Is it Holly Albert?
I'm Holly Albert.
Yeah, of course
30
you are.
Of the
yeah, yeah. You don't. Of the, we don't need your address. 12,500 block
Northern
and all right, now.
Potomac.
What? Midnight. What? Are you there?
I'm charged with second degree assault.
Yeah, we know. I read the thing. What we need
Who
to know.
Who charges the child? My mom hates me. I wish I wasn't even
you,
born to them.
You struck her so hard with a cell phone.
I want new parents.
By the way, what kind of cell phone are you using that you literally gashed her head open and needed stitches?
The one in the briefcase.
So you still have the briefcase cell phone?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a picture of that when you get a chance? I'd
I'll
love to
find
see.
Find it. Hang on. I have it on my apps.
What apps do you have on the briefcase cell phone that was used in Night at the Roxbury?
Lyft.
What?
Lyft, the driving app?
No, it's Lyft.
Here's yep. my phone if
okay,
you want to
let's
see
take
it.
A look.
I threw it at my mom.
Let's take a look.
She's a bitch.
Yeah, we got that.
There it is.
I don't see it. So that's okay. First of all, that's not a cell phone. What that's a briefcase telephone. How much does that weigh, would you say?
Maybe 42 pounds.
Okay, which is also the humidity today. I don't know if you knew that. Seems to be a go-to number.
Also Jackie Robinson's number.
Yes, it is, and they retired. Who was the last person ever to wear 42?
Mariano Rivera.
That one goes to Duke. I'm sorry, Holly. All right. So you were your mother was supposed to take you to yoga class. So let me see.
I was going to Bikram, and I had to go because it's hot yoga.
Right.
And I had all these farts saved up, right. And I wanted to do farts there.
Right. And.
And she wouldn't take me.
So your response.
She's like, you need to get a job, Holly.
Can
and I
ask
was like, you need to get a new fucking husband, bitch.
Can I ask you a question, Holly?
Her You're... other, the guy that she was dating, he did fuck on me.
Okay. I don't want to know this. Really?
Well, too bad. He only went an inch deep.
Did it ever occur to you, you're holding the cell phone in both hands, maybe you could have called a taxi to take you to yoga rather than hurling it at your mother?
I have no job, stupid.
Well, you could have got money from your mother, maybe. She seems very accommodating. She
Why don't
said,
you catch me inside?
It says for the past year and a half, she has been supporting you while you're under this warrant. You finally
catch
got arrested.
Catch you inside.
What's that?
Catch you inside.
Are you doing something that you saw on one of those daytime talk shows?
The opposite, because I'm white.
It's catch me outside.
I'll catch you in the mall.
All right. So how do you feel
catch
yoga's
you at
been
Lush.
How do you feel yoga's been working?
Catch you at Sephora, bitch.
Do you get this a lot? Your eyes are absolutely mesmerizing.
Thank you. They're blue.
No, they're not. They're red. They're red mostly.
No. Blue. I hate my mom.
Well, okay. Well,
hey, Gino, how's your mom?
She died. Cancer. That's better. Dude, we're hanging out having cigars.
Not to laugh this time.
I totally wish my mom would catch that.
Well, no,
that
it was
thing.
A year after my father died of lung cancer.
You have the best family, Gino.
And then back to back and a belly to belly.
Oh my, it was ridiculous. Oh my, he was in hospice care for a week and then we had to take mom in.
You have such an awesome life. No one tells you what to do. What about your aunt?
My aunt just died of cancer too. She's finally with her husband, Frank, who died of lung cancer.
Hang on.
It's
I need to call my friend.
It's legitimately funny.
Gino, give me a second. I need to call Amber and tell her this. You have no family. This is awesome.
You've got to dial her on a rotary phone.
Hang on. I'm going to call her on my cellular phone.
All right. Let's wait.
Oh, my God. This is going to be so cool. You have no family. I wish I had no family.
Your family is
support. That's why I threw my phone at my mom to kill her.
Your family is supporting you.
Because they said cell phones give you cancer, so I threw it at her, and I was like, take this cancer, dummy.
No. Your cell phone is going to give you a hernia.
Hmm?
Nothing.
Okay. Hang on, I'm gonna call Amber.
Okay. It's so stupid. I love it. Answer, Amber.
Come on, Amber.
That was the line of the show. Come on, Amber. She there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is Amber home?
Amber?
Yeah. It's Holly.
Oh, hey, Holly.
Hi. How's it going?
I haven't seen her around.
Okay, could you maybe just yell? I think she's upstairs. I know you're in the kitchen where the one phone is.
Amber! It's Holly!
Hey, get me down.
I don't even know why I bother.
Hi, Holly, what's going on? Dad, get out. Get out.
All right.
Hi, what's up? Oh, my God. I just talked to this guy named Gary Biscayne.
No.
What?
But that's there's already
no
a Gary Biscayne
family.
Twitter account. You'll be happy to know.
Do you know how awesome that would be if, like, our parents were dead? I totally know. How can we get rid of our parents? I don't know. Hang on. Gary?
Garrett.
No.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Gino.
Oh, Gino?
Yes.
How did you get rid of your parents?
They just got cancer. It's not funny, Amber.
Amber, he said they got cancer.
Yes. But if your parents died, Holly, who would support you?
I would totally get a will or something.
You don't get a will. They have a will.
So there we go. Problem solved.
It doesn't sound like...
Mom! Gary Biscayne said you have a will and I don't need you. And if you die, I'll be fine. I hope you get cans.
Cancer.
What?
Cancer. It's what my Aunt Olga died from.
What do you want me to answer?
Forget it. You have a terrible connection on your brick phone. I said brick.
Okay. Anyways, I threw it at my mom and then she pressed charges.
Yes.
Amber, I gotta go. I'll see you at the mall.
Tell Amber, is Amber single? Phones don't make that noise anymore. Phones don't make noises when you hang up. Are you eating something yummy? Yeah. Are you, Duke Schroeder, is that a vibrator? Are you just humming a song you don't know the next line to? Oh, God. Is this Billy Joel's Sometimes a Fantasy? Are you faxing me right now? I don't have a fax. Holly! 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 What are you fax? We don't have a fax here! Look at her. He's the happiest man alive. I can't say. Holly!
Did you get it?
Get what?
I'm trying to send the will over for you to look at as a lawyer.
Why don't you...
I'll try again. Hang on.
No, don't. Oh. Holly. We're getting a fax, Teddy. What number are you faxing it to, Holly? Oh, this isn't even... I don't even think phones can make this
Gino, noise. Don't hang up during this. I won't lose
hang
connection.
Up what? We don't have a fax! Holly! I can't even. Holly,
how's it look?
Holly!
Yes?
Don't hang up.
Why is the paper so much softer than normal paper?
Holly, it's toilet paper. Holly, why don't you just send
me... Hang on, I'm going to print it out again.
No, send me a screen... Is that a bubble dot printer? Holly, have I reached you in 1989? Holly, can you just send me a screenshot? Holly, can you... I don't even know what this noise is. Yeah. Holly, how many pages is the will? Holly, how many pages is the will? How many pages? Oh, it's the eye of the tiger. Holly! It's brilliant. Watch what I can pull out of the air, people. Holly, how many pages is the will? Or wait, excuse me, how many stanzas is the will?
I think it's about 18.
18 pages. Why
first,
don't you just
first line's almost done.
Holly, I don't need to see this. Why don't you just read? Is it on the computer? Can you just read down to where? Can you hit control? Here's what I want you to do, Holly. Holly.
Yeah.
The song is great. Hit control F.
Okay.
On the computer screen, and then type Holly. It will search your name out in the will, and you can just read exactly. We don't need to do all this paperwork and faxing. You could just search your name.
All right, hang on. I'm going to go to the library and use the computer.
No, the library. I will get you back for this. Get some shot glasses. We got some drinks to have with our boys. Please and thank you.
I just talked to Chicago. You are not allowed back.
Why are you faxing me right now? Holly! Holly! Holly!
Did you get it?
Holly! Stop! Just control F, find your name on the sheet, and tell me what you're getting in your mother's will. That's all I'm asking you to do. It's amazing how a minute ago I didn't have any booze.
It says the plates and the spoons.
So you're getting silverware. So basically you hurled a 22-pound phone at your mother's head, and all it's really costing you is silverware.
So you're saying it was worth it?
No, I'm saying...
Hang on, shh, my
mom's I'm saying
coming.
You're white trash.
My mom's coming, hang on.
You know what you should do, Holly?
What?
If you were to take that printer and fax machine to an antiques roadshow,
yep.
You could probably get about 15 grand.
Hang on. My mom's other boyfriends are here.
How many of these
Shut up!
Have?
You're not my real dad!
Will you deliver these
Get out of here, Teddy! No one wants your mushrooms! He brings mushrooms here.
Actually, you know what?
He brings mushrooms to the house. There's probably drugs in them, Gary.
Who's Gary? Oh, Jesus, Gino.
Shh, shh.
There you go, gentlemen. Thank you for your patience.
My mom's coming up the stairs.
Okay. Now.
Shh, hang on.
I can't even.
Hang on. Shh, Gino, quiet.
You guys are the fucking best.
Hang on.
Holly, what is going... Oh, here's with the footprints now.
She's coming. Stupid bitch.
How good is that?
Try and give me a fucking spoon. I'm gonna throw something at her. Okay?
Don't throw anything at her, Holly.
Okay, you told me to.
Are you? Are those two pants? Yeah. Pretty eyes. It's the eyes.
Do you know what I threw?
A pan?
No.
Look at him. He can't even.
Listen again.
Hold on, I'm gonna. What'd you throw? A grenade?
Yeah.
Holly, why do you have a grenade on the 1200 block of Northeast Court in Potomac, Maryland? What are you doing with a grenade?
Stupid mom. Good point. Yeah. Gino. I gotta go computerize myself some new IDs.
Wait, no. Holly, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take that fax machine and that printer, take it down to like your local. I don't know, antique dealer, make a little money, just rent a car and just go out on your own. And you know what? Swing by Boost Mobile, where are you at, I'm robbing you, and get yourself a cell phone, you know, that you could fit in your hand. What do you think? Start a new life, honey.
So you're saying go sell the stuff I have?
Yes. I'm saying the
okay,
only thing you...
Okay, let me hang up on you.
Okay, and try and shy away from the grenades.
Hmm?
the grenades. You might want to shy away from the grenades.
Okay.
Why do I feel you're going to do something terrible right now? All right. Okay, and again, phones don't make this noise. If anyone can call in and get a phone to make this noise, I'll come to your house and drink whiskey with you. I'll do that anyway. No, doesn't do that either. Hasn't done that. You know how I know that noise? When we would sit down for dinner every night, me and my parents, they're dead now, cancer. What my mother would do, look, there's a magical cup here. I swear to God, my mother would rip the phone off the hook and let it dangle, and she couldn't hear, you know, because she was half deaf by the end, Garrett. Half deaf.
She couldn't hear, she was just deaf.
That's sad.
you zagged on me, motherfucker. And it would just make that noise that hasn't existed in the past 25 years, and it would drive my dad bananas. Can I say bananas on Free Monday? Remind me to return Congo. Never gets old. And Lord knows I'm beating the shit out of it. Doesn't get old. All right, Holly, where'd you go? You good?
She's gone, Gina.
You know she has a printer that plays Eye of the Tiger?
That's so crazy. But she should sell that somewhere.
She should. She's just waiting for her mother to die so she can get a table setting for eight. She's pretty excited about it.
Well, I heard she threw something.
A grenade, apparently. Apparently, this woman that uses a 1988 briefcase cell phone, she also has grenades.
That's insane.
Yeah, it doesn't jibe, as they say. It doesn't jibe.
Wow. Oh, we just got a new sponsor that it's very exciting. They must have been listening to us doing that last segment.
Oh, this ought to be wonderful.
It's crazy. We thought we were going sponsorless for a while.
Monday.
Yeah. But I guess they were listening to our show. Here's the new sponsor.
Mazuma, Mazuma, sell your old phone. We'll give you cash and find it a new home. Mazuma, Mazuma, so easy to do. Pop your phone in the bag and cash comes to you. Mazuma, Mazuma, it's easy, you see. Get the value on the site or your phone back for free.
Is that pounds?
Mazuma, what you waiting for? Turn your old phone into cash right now. MazumaMobile.com.
So, did you... And thank you, Mazuma. Quick question. Aaron, right?
Yeah.
You do have to check.
I forgot his name. Did you see the phone she was using? I don't think she could put that in an envelope. She would need a shipping crate.
So you're saying Mazuma's no good for her?
I don't think Mazuma is the right match for our girl, Holly.
All right. Let me see what else we can drum up.
I mean, I still want to keep them as a sponsor. They're a bigger sponsor than we've had in a while. Go figure. All right, so that's good. Hey, what time do the Gothex girls get in? Thank God there's whiskey here now. Isn't it better?
No, the Gothex girls were asked to come on the show by you.
No, we got bait and switched, I almost feel like, with the Gothex girls.
Well, a friend of ours said that she was going to bring on one of the teen mom.
Abraham Farah, or Farah Abraham, excuse me.
And then she said, instead of that, how would you like some old Israeli women that design swimsuits?
and your partner Gina was like, sure.
Yeah, and Gina goes, we'll get the Gothex girls. And I thought it was like some punk rock chicks that are like, we love dicks.
No.
And then it just turned out it was women that design swimsuits.
But that you could wear them anywhere.
Sure, like any swimsuit. There's no law against where you can wear a swimsuit.
Gothex collection can be worn from the pool to the bar. Yeah. And then to a restaurant or cocktail parties. In addition to swimsuits, Gothex produces caftans, tunics, trousers.
And camel toe. They have a camel toe depressor.
No.
It pushes it down. It's metal.
And it gets spanked, too.
Yeah. That must be a video that I watched.
This woman sold her wedding ring for capital, bought fabric, borrowed a sewing machine.
Good. Well, this would all be great if they were on the show.
Well, they
didn't want to come on the show because they didn't want any jokes about women.
That's what they said. Like, yeah, well, they researched your show, and they're afraid. Just walk away.
They researched. All right. So, but we have a good show planned otherwise. Other than that, we can move on. We don't need them.
No, no.
I got a news story if you want.
Can you patch me through to legit news guy?
No, I'll patch you through to Garrett. He's accessing
He's just right next to you. Garrett could lean in. All right. Hey, Garrett. Yeah,
he's got it.
No.
Let me patch you through to John. Make sure he's on the up and up. We have another sponsor. Hang on real quick. Let me just play it for you. I just patched through with my finger.
You understand me. Yes, you do.
Over to him. This is a new sponsor like Mazumba. If you don't like Mazumba, you like this sponsor.
I didn't say I didn't like Mazumba. I just said our woman has a... All right.
Never mind. I was going to play the Oompa Loompa song.
You couldn't patch through to the Oompa Loompa?
Now it's the whole movie. We have to find it.
What are you at? Getting terribly fat.
There they are.
What do you think will come of
Mazumba,
that?
Mazumba, we'll buy your own
like
bones.
The look of it.
Stick Oompa, it Oompa, in Oompa, your pussy like bones. Mazumba, Mazumba, mail it to us.
Okay, I got it.
Then take the money and ride a mega bus.
Like the Oompa Loompa.
By the way, the remake's not nearly as good as the original.
That's racist because they're orange.
What's that?
It's racist because they're orange.
But they were all, like, they were all actual midgets in that, right? Can we say midgets?
You can't say actual.
You just can't say midget. You can't say midget, please. That's offensive, right? If you say midget, please.
I've got a story, Gino. Did you want to move through to that story?
I'd love to.
Okay.
Garrett just pointed at it, but I missed it.
Patching through.
Hello? By the dog park, Debbie calls cops on black man over his humping pooch. Let's play a game. Who wants to guess what kind of dog the guy had, the black guy had? How do you do it?
Wait, so he had a dog, so the dog was fighting other dogs?
He was just doing what dogs do.
And the Eagles quarterback was watching?
No, Michael Vick, that's a long time ago. Barbecue.
I told you I wasn't leaving the park because my dog was humping your dog. Right, I'm not verbally assaulting you. I told you I'm not leaving.
Crack a bitch.
No, it's not.
I know I'm
a rapist.
They're humping each other and she's calling the cops because my dog humped her dog. I've seen every single dog hump another dog here.
I fuck my dog.
No.
Honestly.
I'm just trying.
You're not trying to help me.
You got a different tape than I got.
I know the rules.
You're not obeying the
dogs. I'm obeying the rules. What are you talking about? I'm right here.
You want your purse back?
I'm right here. He stole my line.
The dogs hump each other every day.
Every day. And I took him off.
I took him off. I know it's my opinion, but you don't call the cops over it.
Shameful.
It should be shameful. I can't yell at you because
you was fat. I'd fuck you.
You're telling me to leave. I don't have to leave the park because my dog.
Now, don't the cops show up and be like, yeah, they're dogs. They do that.
My dog's assaulting your dog. Do you listen to yourself? Are you people serious?
The real tragedy is this black guy wasted all his prepaid minutes filming this.
This should be good.
I mean, he's going to have no one to call tomorrow. He's going to have to wait till friggin' April 1. What?
I don't get it. You're saying a guy ran out of minutes on March 4th?
It's landscape, not portrait.
Oh, okay. Well, there's the dogs anyways. So this is a case, it seems like racism to me, or dogism, where someone got upset because a dog got humped. Sometimes dogs get humped in dog parks.
Without a doubt.
I fucked three yesterday.
No. You didn't need to volunteer that.
Hmm?
You didn't need to volunteer what you did yesterday with the dog. I'm just, look, and we'll say it again like we always do. 1% of people are assholes, and I get it. You have a cell phone, and you film this uptight white bitch who has a problem. That's not most of us. Most of us are normal people who like to drink whiskey, hunt Jews. We do. What did you say? Yeah, thank you. Efficient. You're always going to be able to find video of terrible fucking people of every race, religion, creed. Fucking, I don't care.
Metro guy's here.
What's that?
Metro guy's here.
Metro?
Yeah.
Oh, bring him in. Bring him in. Have a chat with the Metro guy. See if he wants to drink whiskey with us, huh?
He's coming in.
Yeah. Oh, I want to. They just do. And then, like, every white person in the world, that's what we do. Like, get in here. Get him in. John, get him in here. Get him in here. How many outstanding warrants? You can't come on our show. I don't care. We got one guy who's fucking ticking as we speak.
Gino,
and no one's
think,
concerned.
How do you say, no esta legal?
That's not, all you said was no esta and legal.
That's correct.
That's like the Spain-Mexico guy.
He didn't want to go out. I could feel him thinking it, where he's like, oh, no, this is not going to end
It's like a sting operation when they're like, you've won a boat, and then you show up and you go to jail.
He knew it wasn't a sting, but he knew better. He's like, oh, I can't go on TV. Because you show up, you know, a TV or whatever this is. But anyways, I'm going to patch you through to you.
I'm already here. Huh? What? Yeah. Oh.
And then we've got, we have someone that was firsthand on the scene.
Yeah,
of
you know
this
what?
Incident.
So you're saying you can get us some insider information from what really went down at the dog park, Aaron?
That's correct.
All right, Skype me in. Welcome back, Muttsy! Adam is laughing like you are now. Adam is laughing like you do during the show, Aaron. He's not going to make it. Are you okay?
Hang on, my man. Hang on.
Muttsy, what happened? Muttsy. You okay, buddy? So you were at the dog park when all of this went down? Muttsy?
Yeah.
You can nod and or say yeah.
Yeah, I can say yeah.
All right, so let me see.
Sorry,
Let me see if I got this right. To the best I can tell, three or four dogs were running around at a dog park. One guy had a pit bull. Pit bull started butt-fucking another dog, just like dogs do, because it's your instinct.
I watched it.
And?
It wasn't good, man.
I mean, what? So do you think
Look, white lady come in, she bring her dog in, right?
Right. What kind of dog was it?
Little, whatever, don't matter, fucking Shih Tzu, whatever the fuck you want to fuck with.
Good-looking dog? Like, what
yeah,
kind?
Yeah, very fuckable. Was asking for it, probably.
You can't say a dog was asking for it, either.
He's a dog, you can.
I guess so. Okay, go on. Are we keeping you up, Muttsy?
I'm good.
Okay, so
you got any toys? Snacks? Anything?
Other side. All right, whatever. Well, I got to return my mail key. All right, so Muttsy, you're telling me this dog shows up, starts, and the owner calls the police. Now, what happens when the police get there? Do the police laugh at this woman?
Well, we get worried when the cops show up because I don't have my license.
So you're a dog without a license?
Yeah.
But did the please tell me that the cops just laughed at this stupid bitch? Like,
oh no, the cops chased the black guy.
That doesn't.
And I go, yo, what are you doing? It was the white woman that did this, and
right.
Then they finally believe me because I'm a Aryan Shepherd.
Is that really a breed of dog, Muttsy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now where was your owner during all this?
What?
Where was your owner? Obviously, if
my
you
owner was just chilling, walking around and stuff like that, and I saw it happen. What happened was the black guy's dog got on top of the white woman's dog, started fucking him.
Right.
And everybody starts yelling, Cosby, 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 Cosby. And the white woman get upset because her dog getting fucked.
Right.
If her dog was the one doing the fucking, the dog would not be upset.
Can I add something here?
Yeah.
You sounded a lot whiter when I talked to you on Thursday.
That's different.
Okay, so the dog gets fucked, and the dog had no problem with it, just the owner did?
Yeah, the owner got upset. The dog liked it. You could tell because the dog's like, ooh, I'm going to get a part in this dog's next movie.
The dog said it had a movie?
Well, it didn't say it, but you could tell that it was thinking it.
The man who owned the pit bull, what was the name of the pit bull?
Raphael?
No. You're thinking of turtles. Yeah, Deucey. His dog Deucey ran over Humpty.
Oh, yeah, they call him Deucey because he shit all the time.
Nice save, Muttsy. When the woman came in, my dog Deucey ran over and humped her, so I immediately removed him and apologized, explaining that he's a puppy. She said, I think you need to leave because your dog keeps doing that. I said I wasn't leaving, and she took out her phone, called 911. It escalated quick. Quickly, but he said
quickly. Quick. Yeah, quickly is the right term.
Thank you. It's an adverb, right, Muttsy? Okay. You get excited over proper grammar?
All dogs matter.
If you get that excited over grammar, maybe you should adopt Bill Schultz. What's that?
No justice, no peace.
That's it.
I froze.
Another person said that the woman, I'm so.
You hear that?
What's that?
You hear that?
I do not hear it. I don't hear a phone.
Press your button.
Hi, Gino Bisconti. Yeah, Bill Schultz, first time, long time. Listen, man, I have not gotten my paycheck yet, but I noticed that we're still using this super expensive Wolf computer program.
No, we...
And I'm wondering if that's the best use of our funds.
Did he just say the super expensive Wolf program? Where is this going to be in half an hour? Can you mail this to 10:30? Can you, Bill?
Tell Snoopy it's no longer Christmas, you motherfucker.
You should have Muncie Skype in today when you have our good girl Lisa Lippman from Fuzzy Pen on. Or not. Okay. Bill Schultz, everyone. You can hear him Monday through Thursday on Morning. Comes on directly after this show where he climbs up on Joanne Nosachinsky's back and she carries him through an hour. Okay. Muncie! Muncie! Are you singing Werewolves of London, Muncie?
Of London.
Okay.
So,
Muncie
of London.
Can barely hear you. All right. So what you're saying, Muncie, is all the dogs were fine with it. This woman is a stupid white bitch.
Listen.
Yes?
You hear that?
Hello?
Do you hear that?
I can barely hear you.
You hear that?
No. I'm not a dog. You have very acute hearing. You hear shit no one can hear, Muncie. All right, I'm going to drink my whiskey.
Gino, you hear that?
Some people don't drink whiskey.
Gino.
I call them lame.
Shh.
What's that?
You hear that?
What? Muncie, no one can hear. Maybe it's behind. Maybe it's hiding behind the cartoon tree behind you. Yes, it sounds like someone's got a dog whistle, Muncie.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's got to be driving you nuts. It's just hurtful.
Oh!
Muncie, no! Are you okay, Muncie? You okay, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. All right, well, I hope the story works itself out.
I think it will. I don't think
that she should have called. I get it. I understand that when a dog is raping your dog, you probably get upset.
No, it's just that's what goes on. They all they need is this to act like every single white person, and these nicknames are so
stupid.
Whoa,
it's Monday.
Well, I said nicknames.
Ah, okay.
They're so, they can't wait. Barbecue Becky, Dog Park Debbie. Why don't you just call them cunt? Call them cunt what they are. People that just sit there fucking causing problems because, I hate control freaks. Oh.
Gino, you ever send an old phone into Mazumba?
No, Muncie, I've never. I'm gonna
be
honest.
You know, if you're not on compoundmedia.com, you can go on there right now, enter the code FREEMONDAY20, get 20% off a new scub.
Are you kidding?
Free. I said scub.
New sub, 20% off?
Yeah, I love subs. You ever have one with Italian meats?
No. Sub is short for subscriber, Muncie. 20% off for new subscribers.
Oh.
It's like an abbreviation.
Yeah, the ones that go under the water.
No. That's submarine.
I gotta go, man. I just seen. Oh, there's a Bichon Frise just walked in here that's begging for it.
Alex has a Bichon Frise. Did someone bring a. Muncie! Someone brought a squeak toy. We've lost Muncie.
I gotta go, Gino. I gotta go fuck that dog.
Who's a good Muncie? Who's a good boy, Muncie? Who's a good boy?
I am. That's
Who's
correct.
A funny boy?
Me, I did well on the LSATs.
Muncie, everyone. Ah. God, we have evolved.
Hey,
can
Gino,
I say evolved?
Remind
me to return Conga. Thank you, Adam. What?
Standards and practices.
Hey! Standards and practices. Hey, heard there was a bit of trouble on the LIRR last week. Train crash. Were you involved in that?
No, I ride the Metro North. Big issue that we are dealing with is William Schultz calling into your show. He's a little upset about the face rig app that you're utilizing.
Whoa! Oh, face rig.
Yes.
All right.
Do you have an explanation for that? Because we want to smooth everything over.
But no, look, I sent an email. Liz signed off on it. $5.6 million. We're going to pay
Sorry,
in installments. what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of the water machine, and that should be able to cover it. We just we do all bottles. We recycle. It should be
water
fine.
Machine is gone.
What's that?
Water machine is gone.
Yeah, but
so
we have tons
square.
Of water bottles. What do we need the water machine for?
I'm going to pass that over to Bill and let him know that we're all squared up because the water machine
yeah,
is gone.
Yeah, tell him
I
we...
remember one day you tried to fill the water machine.
I know. I filled it before. For some reason, I took it off. No, I took the top off, so I'm dumping water everywhere.
We're all just sitting in the green room, just hanging out, all chatting. Yeah. For some reason, Gino just picks up the big gallon, the thing of water, and starts trying to, like, pour it in the hole like it was a cup of...
It's not good.
It's just...
And I was
pouring
sober.
Out. Yeah. And we're,
the problem was I didn't have booze in me.
You're not supposed to take the lid off. You're yeah. supposed to just put it on.
But I'm just doing it. And then I'm watching. And I was like, what the fuck?
He
it's like they're waiting for me to be like, I'm kidding. They're like, he's really doing
Darren
this.
Goes, what are you doing?
And he had to look at himself yeah. and realize what he was doing.
I'm not a... Not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Remember when you thought Irish people didn't speak English?
Yeah.
And he drinks Jameson.
I won't do it again. Put it back.
That's
I won't.
Absolutely true. We did not know Irish people spoke English.
I didn't till like a week ago. My friend Molly's like, I was in Ireland. I'm like, they don't speak Irish there. She's like, they speak English in Ireland. Hey, who wants more Duke? Who's a good boy, Duke? Yeah.
I'm a good boy.
All right. Third minute of stoppage time. Anything else you want to cover?
Yeah, one more story that we could hit. Anyway, Stephanie and I are doing great. Nathan Jr.'s out. He's back home with us. We've got him involved in ballet classes.
Why? So now he's doing ballet. Does that help him with his aggression?
I don't know. We watched this show with Jennifer Lopez last night and Neo, where they judge dancers. And
Neo?
It was a great show. Yeah, Neo. He's like... R. Kelly, but didn't touch anybody.
Oh, Neo. I was thinking you meant Keanu Reeves
no,
from The Matrix.
And it was a great show, and we watched dancing, and we were really moved by the ballet, so we've enrolled Nathan Jr. in ballet.
Now, how is Nathan Jr. doing in the ballet?
He's gay. Which is what we hope for. It's great to have a gay son now because less people will attack you. And if you're like, I have a gay son, then you're allowed to get away with more stuff.
You're saying, here's the thing, though, and we've been over this. We actually touched upon it earlier on today's show. That doesn't make him gay, putting him in a ballet outfit. He was probably gay to begin with, and that just helped him express his homosexuality.
No, you turn gay.
The other ballet dancer is N-word?
No, I'm just saying the other ballet dancer. So you're saying he's not like remotely attracted to, and how old is Nathan Jr. now? 11?
14.
14, of course. Why would I even? You're not saying he wouldn't he be if he.
Gay.
No, he shouldn't he be attracted?
Gay.
Okay. So he turned gay. So the second you signed the paper on ballet class, he became
gay. Yeah, you put your son in ballet, he's gay.
So that's the moment it happened.
Show me a straight ballet guy, please.
Baryshnikov was straight.
Uh-huh.
He fucked a lot of broads.
Right.
Oh, whatever.
With penises.
No. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't think you understand how the whole biology of homosexuality works.
Yeah, I do. You go to ballet, you're gay.
You're gay.
Before, you jack a man off, you're gay.
You know, I spoke with God once in an interview, and he said, you know what he compared it to? You ever leave popcorn in the microwave too long? What happens if you leave it in too long?
Turns gay.
It turns gay. It's one of my favorite lines ever. Turns gay. Okay. Yeah. All right, well, there you go. Then there you go. So your son signed up. Well, here's the thing. If he... I almost said unsubscribes. If he leaves the ballet class, will he be straight again?
If he prays it away. You have to pray it away.
No, you don't pray away gay. You don't pray away gay.
You do.
You do not.
You do. That's you the only do. Way you get rid of it.
Duke says he knows someone who prayed away gay.
Yeah, he went to the Lord so he wouldn't be gay.
He went to, okay. What, did he pray that he would get raped in the ass so soundly that he would never want dick again?
That's gay.
Very gay.
Yeah.
Very gay.
And do you know a lot of people are afraid of jail? And whereas I wouldn't mind it because you get to work out, you get your meals, and a lot of people are like, oh, what about the rape? And I was like, I wouldn't mind doing that.
No, what if you were to get raped?
What?
What if you were to be, as they're called in prison, the bitch?
Well, that'd probably suck.
You don't know that. You don't know that. You give, you receive. Maybe you work both angles.
I think if you were in jail, you'd rather be the raper than the rapee.
Well, it's all about power and submission. You've been in the joint, Adam, right?
Not all right, important. Gene, I got one more story, and then we got to get out
all
of
right,
here.
All right, what do you got, buddy?
It's a very exciting story about how men are not toxic anymore. There's a man that was asked to beat up a woman, and he didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's the type of equality we're looking for
here. And yeah, and you can't win. Are you talking about the Colorado High School? You know, we've had wrestlers on before on this show.
Yeah, we had some trans wrestlers on. Those are the ones that are like, I'm a man, now I'm a woman, and then they beat up all the women.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
This guy is the opposite. Colorado high school wrestler forfeits state tournament match rather than wrestle two different girls. Brendan Johnson, 18, a senior at the Classical Academy of Colorado Springs, forfeited his match against Jaslyn Gallegos.
This guy would have made a mess of Jaslyn. he would have snapped her tit.
He can't do that.
Can't snap a tit.
Okay, first of all, if you find a picture of Jaslyn, I guarantee Teddy has bigger tits than this broad. A senior at Skyview High in the first round of the tournament Thursday. A few days later on Saturday, he forfeited it.
Have another drink.
Hold on.
Hey, Gino.
Hold on, let me five-fitted it this one.
Gino, last night I put four fingers in my wife. I forfeited four fingers into my wife's four labia. Forfeited it. Definitely forfeited it. Thanks, Brian Regan.
All right. I want to pretend we set that up on purpose.
All right, so look, this woman that came into the country illegally, wanted to wrestle
this
guy.
It's burning the back of my eyes right now. Yeah, no, you're misunderstanding. A few days later, he forfeited the match against Angel Rios, a junior at Valley High, in the third round consolation match, ending his high school career. The student cited his religious and personal beliefs for forfeiting the match. He said, and this makes sense, he's like, it's so physically close. I don't think it's really appropriate with a young lady. It's very aggressive, and I'm not really, I guess, comfortable with that. That seems like a thing a normal high school guy. I'm not wrestling this bitch that wants to prove she can wrestle dudes. I'm
right.
Sorry.
And do you agree with that?
I do.
Yeah. I punched a girl.
Why would you volunteer that?
I was in second grade and I punched Pamela Zucker on the bus. And
you did not punch Pamela Zucker on the bus.
I did in second grade. She was being mean to me and I punched her in the mouth.
Stop.
It's for real.
Okay,
and
what
then,
did Pamela...
her brothers, Michael and Paul Zucker, who lived...
The Zucker brothers.
Yeah, well, different guys. They, one of them came and approached me the next day, and I think he beat me up. He was older. That's usually what happened if you beat someone up. A guy teased my brother, and I went and beat the fuck out of him, and then the next day his brother beat the fuck out of me.
That was 2 days ago, though.
Yeah.
Now, here's my question.
I raped his family.
What? So wait, I planned it
over years, and then I did a home invasion. I hired a Filipino maid to infiltrate them.
Can I interrupt you 1 minute?
Yeah.
What did Pamela, can we go back? What did Pamela Zucker do that
she was like, you're stupid. And I said, you're stupider. And I punched her in the mouth.
That escalated quickly.
And then I went home and then I think they called or they found me. I don't know. I don't remember what happened. Still, but friendly with the Zuckers now. One of them went on to do nothing. He's just a bar fly. You'd like him.
My kind of guy.
Not sure what Pamela did.
I mean, just look at me. Let's see if we can find this Zucker kid. Maybe, is it possible, because maybe Pamela had a crush on you, and that's why she said you were stupid. That's how second grade girls flirt.
You think she was flirting with me?
I definitely do.
So wait a minute. This girl is a pedophile because she was trying to do fuck on me when I was seven.
No, but she was seven. She was just being a harmless...
Wait a minute. You're justifying it now. It's okay to fuck a seven-year-old boy if you're a seven-year-old girl?
You need to fucking look up the law, bro. No, I'm just saying when kids are young, that's how they flirt. That's part of their learning social skills.
Maybe that's how I was flirting, punching her in the mouth.
Maybe. Is that how you still flirt with your current wife?
No, I do. I hug her around the neck.
So you just hug her like this?
I use a rear naked hug.
You just hug her around the neck like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, rear naked hug. Or
rear naked. If you're hugging her, then you can only... You're squeezing on the... what emotions are you feeling when you're hugging her?
Choke.
Okay, that's not an emotion. That's a verb of anger. Anything else?
I feel happy.
But you're choking her.
Joy?
No. You probably, I could see why you punched.
Hope?
Hope?
Eternal youth?
Nope. None of these things. None of these things.
All right, we actually have, the wrestler has decided to meet with this woman in a parking lot to clear up their differences.
Do we have a shot of that?
We have CC live TV from it.
Here we go.
There you go.
Who wants a hug? He wants a...
I don't want to fight you.
One more.
You're
one
a girl.
More.
I don't want to fight you. You're
one
a girl.
More. One
You're a girl.
More.
Stop. You're a girl. Stop. You're
That's
a girl.
The
I don't
one.
Feel it. Stop. You're a girl. I don't want to. I don't want... Oh, someone's got cum on their phone. I don't want to. Stop.
Seven.
Oh, come on. Don't. I'm a
Eight.
Wrestler. I live in Colorado. Stop it.
Nine.
Stop
10,
it. Stop.
11,
come
12.
On. Don't. Oh, you
one
kicked
kick,
me. Ah, that's
kick.
Where I leave my wallet with the chain in it. Come on.
Can
hey.
We play? Can
Are you
we,
flirting with me?
Garrett, can we play the Eye of the Tiger printer music to this?
Are you flirting with me? What are you doing? Why are you flirting with me? Ah, come on. I don't want to wrestle you.
Here we go.
Come on.
Here we go.
All right, I'll see you in a bit then. I'll just wait here. Okay. Stop
here
it.
We go.
You're not nice.
Rocky, you can't win. Oh, he's
I
doing
love you.
He's
I don't
want to
wrestle
her.
You. Well, you know, it seems like nothing happened and everything's okay.
Oh,
so they
I
cleared
apologize.
It all up.
I guess everything's fine.
He loves her. It's all good. You're happy now. So they're not going to wrestle. She's going to go on.
Oh! Oh, one more. Oh! Oh, God! Oh, will it end nicely?
All right. Oh, time for a raping. Oh, no. Oh, I've seen this. Now they take her in the car and chop her up.
Looks like she had a bad
Big
steak.
Red gets to eat her. Oh, her face is bloody. What's that? What's on the ground? Wow.
Her innocence.
Are they okay now? Put your shoe on and I'll beat the shit out of you again. Take her too, buddy.
Hey, you're gonna need both of these when we get you to fucking the hospital.
Oh,
what'd you say?
Is he gonna do more?
Oh, another hug.
He's a big fella, Gene.
Oh my God. Look at... Oh! You know.
Is this one going down too?
Oh, he's doing an arm ball.
This guy's a serious wrestler. He didn't want to, and now he's beating the fuck out of them. Rising up, back on the streets.
All right.
Did my time, took my chances.
If there's a lesson to be learned from today's show, don't hit a balding, redheaded guy 17 times, kick him forward, and be like, why did you hit me?
It's the Eye of the Tiger. I'm a retarded ginger. I am running after witnesses to kill them. And the last known witness stalks his prey in the night. And his word couldn't establish the eye. Of the ginger.
Remember, people, if you have cell phones lying around you're not using, Mazumba.com. Aaron Berg, where are you going to be this week?
I'll be doing stand-up comedy all around New York City.
I will be at Catch a Rising Star in Princeton this weekend. I'm running by and doing the Real Ass podcast later today. Cannot thank you guys for coming in enough. One last time, thank you so much, Chicago. Thank you for this six jersey, my little six. Morton is next, people. Bill brought whiskey. Go the fuck home, but come back in 30.